Pick a blue card. Collect $10,000 from every other player. Sorry, Weez.
Boy, you sure are lucky tonight.
Skill, baby, skill.
Well, that cleans me out. I'm going to watch TV.
Hey, stay where you are. I'll lend you the money.
Oh, thank you.
Here's $100.
$100? That ain't gonna last me no time. Why don't you make it a couple of thousand?
A hundred's all you get.
He's even stingy with play money.
Hey, Lionel.
Hi.
That job is really keeping him jumping. This is the third time this week he's missed dinner.
With Florence cooking, I don't blame him.
If I remember right, you asked for seconds.
That's because I was hoping they'd be better than the first.
How was your day? That good, huh?
Your turn.
George, can't we just call the game? You're way ahead.
You mean quit? Ain't nothing worse than a quitter. Besides, it's still anybody's game. That's what's so great about it. Go ahead.
Come on, Bones. Huh? Ain't no time for jive. Do your stuff and give me five. Have mercy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now let's see what my blue card says. Ooh-wee!
What you ooh-weeing about?
Player on your right must give you all his money and start game over.
Let me see that.
Sorry about that, honey.
That ain't fair.
Stop acting like a baby.
Ain't nobody act like no baby. Give me back my game. And you can't play with it no more.
Well, that's okay for you, Georgie. And Florence not going to let you play with her rubber ducky.
That's right.
Oh, Lionel, I saved some dinner for you. I'll heat it up.
No, thanks, Mom. I had dinner out.
How come you didn't call and let us know?
Oh, I got so tired up at work, I forgot.
Forgot? That's not very considerate.
I'm sorry, Mom. But starting Monday, you won't have to worry about me missing dinner anymore.
Why? What happens Monday?
Well, I'm moving out.
Yo, what?
I'm getting my own apartment.
Hey, Lionel. Look, just because your mother's on your case for missing dinner,
you know? No, that's not it, Pop.
Well, what is it, then?
Well, I just found a place that's better for me.
What could be better than this? A beautiful apartment, a great neighborhood, and very reasonable rent, nothing.
Anybody seen the TV guy?
It's on the desk. Lionel, don't you know how hard it is to find a good apartment, especially if you're black?
Well, I already got one. A guy from work is getting transferred to Pittsburgh, and I'm taking over his apartment in the village.
You moving up?
Yeah, Florence. It'll be a lot easier on me.
It'll be a lot easier on me, too. Now I won't have to worry about cleaning your room no more.
What are you talking about? You never cleaned this room in the first place.
I know, but now I don't have to worry about it.
George, you're not going to let him move out, are you?
Wheezy, look, if our son wants to move out after all we've done for him, I can't stop him.
Oh, Pop, don't put it like that.
No, 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 Lionel, look, you're a grown man now. Now, if you want to break your poor old mother's heart...
Old? To say nothing of your poor old father's heart, who's even older than your poor old mother.
Hey, now, come on, you two. Now, look, it's not that I want to leave, but that new apartment is just so convenient. Now, right now, I'm spending 2 hours a day riding to work, then to school, then back home again. I do more traveling than the Globetrotters.
Lionel, I'll miss you.
Oh, don't worry, Mom. I'll be over to see you.
When?
Every now and then.
Now and then? When's that? Once a year? Twice a year?
Mom, do you still want me to get my master's degree or not?
Of course,
then
but...
Then don't pin me down. Between classes and work and studying, I won't have time to see much of anybody anyway.
Make an appointment with him, Wheezy. Maybe we can get to see him by next Christmas. Oh, it's you.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, honey. Do you mind if I come in? Lionel's so busy lately, the only time I get to see him is when he comes home.
Yeah, well. Yeah, that's right. You only get a chance to see him when he comes home, don't you? Come in, Jenny. How good to see you.
You're pleased to see me?
Of course I am.
Is everything all right? You feel okay?
Never felt better in my life. And how are you today, Jenny, my dear?
I was feeling okay, but I'm not so sure now. Hi, Mrs. Jefferson.
Hi, Jenny.
Ain't that nice? Oh.
George, don't you think we ought to...
In a minute, Wheezy, in a minute. Look, my wife and I have to have a little talk. We don't want to disturb you two lovebirds.
Lovebirds?
Here, make yourself comfortable. We'll go in the kitchen.
The kitchen? But
in the kitchen! I think Lionel has something very interesting to tell you, Jenny.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I think he'd rather give you the good news himself.
Will you stop pushing me around like a piece of furniture?
Oh, I'm sorry, Weasel, but I just feel so good.
You feel good? How can you feel good when you're losing your son?
We ain't losing a son. We're gaining a son because we're losing a daughter-in-law.
Sometimes you make as much sense as Lester Maddox running the NAACP.
Please, don't you understand? He's not only moving away from us, he's also moving away from...
What?
From... You know?
You know?
Jenny!
Well, what's that got to do with Lionel getting a new apartment?
Did you call me, Mr. Jefferson?
What? Oh, yeah. I just wanted to know if you're having a good time.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, that's good, that's good. Weezy, did you forget what Lionel told us? He won't have time to see much of anybody, and that includes the zebra out there.
Don't tell her that!
Look, Weezy, he'll start taking new girls up to his pad, she'll find out, and they'll break up.
That's terrible.
That's life.
You're wrong, George. Lionel and Jenny love each other too much. Thank goodness.
That's the way of the world, Weezy. You know what they say when two people are apart?
Absence makes the heart grow fonder?
No, that ain't what they say. They say out of sight, out of mind. And the more he's out of her sight, the better.
Where are you going?
I just thought of something to help furnish Lionel's apartment.
But George!
Louise, why don't you talk to Jenny? I know she must be feeling pretty upset by now. Oh.
What does he mean, I'm feeling upset?
Didn't Lionel tell you he's moving into his own apartment?
Oh, sure, I know all about it. Why should I be upset?
Well, you won't be seeing so much of him.
I'll be seeing even more of him. I'm moving in with him.
Well, that's nice.
She's coming with me. But I thought you understood that.
No, I didn't understood that. You mean you're gonna... You're gonna
live together.
Oh, boy.
Mrs. Jefferson, this is a very important part of Lionel's life, and I don't want to be left out.
Isn't she something?
But can't you wait until you get married?
Oh, but we don't know when that'll be, do we?
Yeah, and this will be good practice for us.
That's one thing that doesn't need practice.
Mom, this will give us a good head start on our marriage.
Jenny, what about your folks?
Oh, they're all for it.
They are? What did they say when you told them?
Well, I don't have to tell them. I know how they think.
Hey, hey, hey. Lionel, I got a little surprise for you.
He's got a surprise for you, too, George.
Yeah, that's great. Mine's first. Na-na-na-na-na. Here you go, Lionel. A little something special for your apartment.
Oh, your old boxing trophy from the Navy. That's great, Pop.
George, I think there's something...
What did I tell you, Weezy? I knew he'd like it.
I didn't know you used to box, Mr. Jefferson.
Yeah. Pop only had 5 fights, and he got knocked out 5 times.
They handed me this trophy like this.
That'll look great on the mantle, Pop.
Don't you think you should consult your roommate about it first?
Roommate? Hey, I didn't know you were sharing your pad with a roommate. That's great. One of the guys from work?
No, it's me.
You?
Jenny's moving in with me.
She's gonna... No, she's not gonna.
She's gonna.
Knockout number 6.
Don't keep looking at me like that.
Yeah, George, say something.
What the hell are you two trying to pull?
Well, that was something.
Pop, we're not trying to pull anything. We just want to live together.
Yeah, that's what lovebirds ought to do. Don't you think so, Mr. Jefferson?
No, I don't.
Neither do I. Not until you get married.
Oh, Mom, now you're making all this fuss just because we don't have a marriage license. It's just a piece of paper.
So is a driver's license. But if you drive without it, you get arrested.
But what we're doing isn't against the law.
It ought to be.
Well, if it were, you'd have to arrest half the people in this country.
That's okay with me.
This is getting to be too much. See you later.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Jenny. Jenny. Now, you know, I've always said you were a smart girl, don't you?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, I'm always saying that.
To who?
To Lionel. Ain't that right, Lionel? Ain't always saying she's smart?
No.
See, that's his trouble. He never listens to me.
All right, Mrs. Jefferson, I'm smart enough to know that when you say that I'm smart, you're up to something.
Don't get smart with me.
All right, what do you want to say?
Okay, Jenny. Now, you want Lionel to get ahead, don't you?
Sure, I do.
Mm-hmm. And you know he's got a lot of studying and a lot of hard work ahead of him, don't you?
Sure.
Okay, now, when a man has to choose between his work and a woman, what does he choose?
He chooses work.
That's right. He chooses... No, he don't. And you know it, Weezy. Lots of times I think about you rather than something important.
Keep talking, George, and none of us will be living together.
Let me assure you, Mr. Jefferson, when Lionel's got work to do, I'll stay out of his way. And that's all this...
No, that ain't all. What about when he ain't working?
Then we'll play house.
This is nothing to joke about.
Mom, we're not doing anything wrong. We love each other. We just want to be together.
See, that's easy for Lionel to say because he's a man. But I'm surprised at you, Jenny. I didn't think you were that kind of a girl.
What kind of a girl?
You know what kind. They got a name for it. Hey, Pop.
Jenny, he doesn't know what he's saying.
That's true most of the time, isn't it?
Good thing you found out about that nasty temper of hers before it's too late. Hey, Lionel, you come back here. You're not leaving until we get this thing settled.
Jenny and I are going to move in together, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is. I'll disown you. That's what I'll do.
No, you can't, because you don't own me in the first place.
Isn't this nice?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the last time we were able to spend a nice, quiet evening together.
I can. Last April, when you had laryngitis.
Uh-oh.
Hold it. Gotcha. Hey, you two aren't supposed to be acting like that. You're married.
Who's acting?
What was that for?
Oh, that was for how lucky I am to have parents like you two.
Okay, how much do you need?
No, I'm serious. You two are the greatest.
I'm not gonna deny it, are you?
How can I? It's true. But what took you so long to find out?
Oh, I just spent some time with Mr. Jefferson.
That'll do it.
What's old crazy George up to now?
Oh, he's really out of it, you know? His head's so far back, nobody's at where he's coming from.
That's interesting. I don't know what it means, but it's interesting.
She means he's old-fashioned.
Oh. Old-fashioned? Huh. I mean, you should have heard the way he sounded off at Lionel and me.
Wait a minute. At you? Why at you?
Just because I told him I was going to go live with Lionel in his new apartment.
Oh, no, no. Now, now, you shouldn't tease George like that. You know he's got no sense of humor.
Tom, I don't think she's joking.
What?
Well, I'm sorry I didn't tell you earlier, but, I mean, like I told Mrs. Jefferson, I knew you'd say it was okay.
Oh, so you knew that, did you?
Mm-hmm. You're going off to live with Lionel.
Yes! He's got a great place near where he works. I'm going to have him decorate. I'm going to get some new drapes, hang some pictures.
Well, I'm glad you finally told us, Jenny.
So am I.
Now, I'll tell you something. Forget it.
What?
You heard your mother. Forget it, Jenny.
Oh, you're kidding, right?
You see us laughing?
Wait a minute, come on. I mean, I thought at least that you two were living in this century. Oh, what happened to the great liberals?
Jenny Willis, you are not moving in with Lionel.
But how can you react this way? All right, give me one good, rational reason why I should move in with him.
All right, I will. It's because... Helen, give her one.
All right, you are not moving in with Lionel because we say so.
Now, wait a minute, young lady. Don't talk to your mother.
You think that you can just walk in?
Lionel, you come out of there! Do you hear me? Lionel! Lionel, this is your father speaking. Listen to your mother.
Lionel, please come out and let's talk about this calmly.
Oh, Weezy, you stay here. If he comes out, grab him. Bradley, what do you want?
I'd like to have a look at your John, if you don't mind.
Sorry, but my John ain't open to the public.
Oh, no, Mr. Jefferson, you don't understand. It's not that I like looking at John's. I want to see how it works.
Why can't you look at your own John?
Ah, there's the rub, as the masseur said to the actress. My own John isn't working. Well, that's not quite true. It won't stop working. It keeps on going even when I'm not.
Beverly, look. I'm busy.
It's something to do with that little thingamajig which isn't attached properly to that, whatchamacallit, so that the hoosie won't go down right. You know? You understand?
I never understand you. But look, why don't you just do what you want to do and get out of here?
Ah, bless you, Mr. J. Hello, Mrs. J. I'm going to have a look at your loo.
My what?
Loo. Oh, that's British for toilet. You know, loo as in Waterloo.
Is Lionel ever going to come out of his room?
No, I'm afraid all we are doing is turning him more and more against us.
He's just being stubborn and bullheaded.
Now, I wonder who he got that from.
Oh, come on, Weezy, now don't blame yourself.
If he leaves like this, it will break up the family.
I won't let him leave.
We can't stop him. Maybe it'll be better if we just tell him, okay, go live together.
No way. Is that what you really want?
No. But I don't want to lose Lionel either.
Oh, come on, Weezy, now don't cry.
I can't help it. What are we going to do, George?
We're going to go up to the Willises and make them keep their mixed-up daughter away from our son.
Oh, but George! Oh, Jenny!
Keep moving, act like you don't see nobody.
Lionel! Lionel, you in here?
He's in his room.
What? Oh, Mr. Bentley, it's you.
Yes, I'm trying to fix my toilet.
Oh, you mean you're trying to fix Mr. Jefferson's toilet?
Oh, no, his toilet works perfectly.
Oh. Hi. Did you talk to your folks?
Yeah.
I bet they didn't object.
You lose.
What?
I say, let me be the first to congratulate you two.
Oh, you know about us, huh?
Yes, I got a flash between flushes.
And you don't see anything wrong in it, do you?
Of course not. Everyone should be allowed to lead his own life.
Exactly.
That's all we're trying to do, Mr. Bentley.
Yes, the trouble with some people is that they won't bend to see the other's point of view.
That's true. They only want to see their side.
Right.
Rather like my mother and my brother Malcolm.
They had a problem, too?
Just like yours. Mother never could understand Malcolm. I remember he had this gorgeous girlfriend, Gwyneth. Tall, blonde, with a fabulous seat.
Oh, Mr. Bentley.
Oh, no. No, that means she was a fine horsewoman. I always wanted a seat like hers.
What happened?
Well, Malcolm was what you might call a free spirit. He only had to hear don't from Mother, and he did. So he and Gwyneth went off to live together in a cottage in Wales.
Cottage in Wales? That sounds so romantic.
Oh, it was. The mother was so upset, she swore she'd never speak to either one of them again. But their life together was so happy that after a couple of years, they decided to get married.
All right.
Yes, they had a huge wedding. They invited the whole family. I remember everybody came, except, of course, Mother.
She was still against them, huh?
No, she had died just a couple of months earlier. They said it was pneumonia, but...
Sure, it's your fault. Can't you control your own daughter?
Can't you control your own son?
He ain't to blame, Jenny is.
And I suppose Lionel had nothing to do with it.
Of course he did, but that's nature. A man is supposed to say, what about it? A woman is supposed to say, no. My son did what he was supposed to do. Your daughter didn't.
That's not the stupidest thing I'll ever hear, because I know you'll keep talking.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Listen, folks, Jenny and I have something to say.
You said enough already. I don't want to hear no more.
We've decided not to move in together.
I said I don't want to hear. Say what?
That's right, Pop. We've thought the whole thing over. I'm not moving out, and Jenny and I are not going to live together.
Oh,
that's wonderful. What made you change your mind?
Mr. Bentley's brother, Malcolm.
Well, when did you meet him?
We never have.
I don't understand.
Well, Mr. Bentley told us this jive story about how his mother died of a broken heart.
His mother is not dead?
Yeah, we knew he was making it up. But he was trying to help, and it did make us think.
What are they talking about?
What difference does it make? Everything is okay. They ain't gonna move in together. Ain't that right, son?
That's right, Pop.
That's my boy. All
right. We've decided to get married sooner instead.
What?
I thought you'd be happy, Pop. That's just what you've been pushing for.
How soon?
Very soon.
Oh! Oh, Helen!
Louise!
George! Oh,
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.